AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The president is calling on the nation to give a second chance to those who have made legal mistakes and regained their freedom.
It's not too late. There are people who have gone through tough times. They've made mistakes. But with a little bit of help, they can get on the right path.
The president toured a drug rehab and met today with former inmates in Newark, New Jersey. More than 2 million people are incarcerated in the U.S. each year. 600,000 or more are released. Obama has asked Congress to prohibit the government and its contractors from asking job applicants about criminal histories on their applications. A Russian airline is firmly denying that one of its planes crashed in Egypt because of a mechanical issue or a crew error. Aviation safety consultant John Goglia says it's way too early to jump to any conclusions.
There are rumors and speculation all over the place around this accident or this event. However, we really need to let the investigators do their work.
All 224 people aboard were killed. Some experts say a bomb may be to blame. A man who's known for flying a 4-foot-long Mississippi state flag on his car has been accused of bombing a Walmart yesterday. It's not clear if a driver will face any charges after his car jumped a curb and hit trick-or-treaters in New York City, killing three of them. Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says investigators are focusing on the driver's medical condition.
It's focusing certainly on the medical history of the driver, who, it's been reported, had a history of seizures going back a number of years, and that'll certainly be a focus of the investigation as to the potential cause of it.
This is AP Radio News. The Panthers get their second straight week of primetime action tonight.
Panthers come into the Monday night matchup off to a franchise record 6-0 start. Offensively, they've been a run-first team, leading the league at nearly 145 yards a game. Meanwhile, the Colts are struggling. They sport the worst yards allowed per game in the league, and quarterback Andrew Luck is putting up some of the worst numbers in his career as he battles shoulder problems. He'll be facing a Panthers defense that sports one of the league's best linebacking duos, including Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis, and defensive tackle Kawan Short, who leads the league with 5 sacks. Brett McMillan, Charlotte.
Kansas City erupted into a half-hour flurry of fireworks after the Royals won the World Series last night, and the National Weather Service has radar images to prove it. Smoke from the fireworks showed up better than it would have during the 4th of July because the air is cooler and the radar beam is closer to the ground. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.